This is my exodus. This is your exodus. Your escape from a whole lot of stuff. All your mess, all your pains, all your haters. Come on, thank God for giving you an exodus. I want to tag that text that was read, closing the door on this decade. Closing the door on this decade. Let us pray. Almighty God, we just thank you for this evening that we gather in your house to praise you and thank you. We thank you for the songs. We thank you for the testimonies. But now comes the preaching moment. And I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. But especially now, I need you. So bless me now, my Savior, in this moment. Give me that clarity of sight, of mind, of speech. Because somebody needs to leave something behind. They need to let it go. And I know I'm not worthy, oh Lord, but you're worthy. So just use me as only you can use me. And oh Lord, I call on you one more time to give me the strength to proclaim this word. And because you've done it before, I know you'll do it again. And we give you all honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Closing the door on this decade. In a few moments, whether we like it or not, but time waits for no one. Not only will 2019 come to an end, the second decade of the 21st century will come to an end also. Oh, that's the decade that New Hope Fellowship was founded. That's the decade when we felt our first breakout to break in the Hampton Inn. For that reason alone, I'll miss this decade. However, so many times, some things that were not so good happened. So like most who look forward to a new year, I'm looking forward to a new year, a new decade, and what the God I serve is going to do. But we talk about what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. But without God, nothing happens. In fact, our past, the things that we are running away from, oh, the new year where we feel the slate will be right clean. Many of those trials, some of those tribulations, they would never would have happened if we would have listened to God. Yet, in spite of those trials and tribulations, things could have been worse if it wasn't for what I say so often, but God. How many of y'all had some but God moments over the past year and the past day? But God healed your back. But God opened another book. But God picked you up. But God opened your eyes and you saw your blessing that had been sitting in front of you for years. But God protected you from the enemy. But God kept your past from catching up with you. But God kept you from going back to your past. See, somebody needs to thank God. Somebody needs to praise God for those but God moments. Or was that for some of those but God moments, some of us would not have made it. And not only that, forget about making New Year's resolutions. The same promises we make to ourselves over and over again. You know, I say I love it, but I really hate the one. I'm going to get in shape. Because for the next 26 days, every gym in the nation is going to be filled. The numbers will decrease, however, every week until by the end of the month, we'll be back to the same groups that have been showing up for the last 11 months. See, New Year's resolutions don't work. You need to commit to God. Commit to having a conversation with God. A conversation where you don't let God do some of the talking. And when God speaks, you're going to do what God says to you. So when trouble comes, things will not get worse. In fact, they may get better. For the God we serve has a way of working things out. Oh, our text comes from that Old Testament book of Exodus. Exodus is one of my favorite books in the Bible. In fact, when we established New Hope Fellowship, I said that we were on an Exodus journey. And that wherever God led us, we would go. And New Hope Fellowship, look what God has done. Before I became a pastor, I used to preach this text on a regular basis. I know it's been since before 2003, but I went to check on my computer and my dad probably scribbled out on some paper. But I would tag it back then, facing your Red Sea. The text was so long, Alicia, I didn't have to read all of it tonight. You'll see what I'm talking about when it gets started. But when I preached it at one church, three of the associate ministers took time reading the text. One would get up, read some. The other would get up. Another one get up. They do it over again. A long text. You can read all of it. But see, to appreciate what God has done, you need to know the whole story. And that's a problem in so many lives of so many of us. We don't know the story. In fact, for people of color in this nation, others don't want you to know your story. They changed the narrative so that what we went through looks like a Sunday school hour where nothing was further from the truth. See, when you are trying to close the door on certain things in your past, sometimes you got to go way back. In the case of the people of God, probably back when Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. See, sometimes your family is the genesis of the past that you're trying to get away from. And how his brothers came to Egypt seeking food when Joseph had saved Egypt. See, Joseph saved Egypt just like our ancestors built these United States. And just like the children of God suffering, we are still suffering. But you know something? God had a plan back then. And I believe that God has a plan now. For Moses, he was supposed to be killed. Kill the boys. But God had Moses pulled from the river. Nothing but God. God had Moses grow up in Pharaoh's house so that Moses could speak power to power. And then God had it so that Moses met God in a bush that was not burned and not consumed. And then God sent Moses to Pharaoh with a message of let my people go. And the more God moved, the heart of Pharaoh's heart became. Although don't let that statement plow in your head. I don't want you to wait until next week to understand what that means. See, for a hard heart keeps you from changing your mind when you need to. And when your heart gets hard when it comes to dealing with God, you set yourself up for disaster. Turn to your neighbors and when it comes to God, don't get a hard heart. Well, I'm going to begin preaching this thing in Exodus 13:4. For in order to get away from your past, sometimes God has to send you the long way. See, if it seems sometimes that your breakthrough is never going to come, sometimes it's not the enemy. Sometimes it's God. It's in the text. They were leaving Egypt like conquerors. People had given them valuable things. Some might have given out of guilt because of the way they treated God's people. However, most were given because they just wanted to get rid of their folk. The trip to the promised land could have been 3 days. But God didn't lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, even though it was a shorter route. See, God thought. And if God thought, maybe all of us need to do a little bit more thinking. If the people have to fight and face war, they will run back to Egypt. And God was right. But the world then and the world now is an evil place. The world then and the world now is a brutal place. And some places, some relationships, they will drive you back into the bad situation that God got you out of. And I believe if God gets you out of a bad situation, God doesn't want you to go back.
Amen.
And not only that, many times the quick things are not the best things. Not just fast food, but them one night flings. See, when God puts you on a roundabout journey, it's for a reason. I'll come with the New Hope Fellowship, the Hampton Inn, the home of the Burnetts, the Veterans Center, Beaver Dam Park. God took us on a roundabout journey to make sure we didn't go back, and we are in this place because of God. Oh, Texas full of good news, because even though they thought they were on a roundabout journey, the Lord was with them night and day. And is anybody else that feels like I do, that it's good to know that the Lord is with you night and day, with you in your lying down, with you in your getting up, with you in your coming going, with you each and every step of the way. And we can learn so much from our text. See, the text does not say that Moses guided them. The text does not say that Moses gave them light. The text said that the Lord went in front of them during the day as a cloud. See, God can use anything God wants to do, whatever God wants to do. When you see something unusual, when you see somebody or something doing things they don't normally do, it could be God using them. Or the cloud guided them by day, and at night in a column of light to give them light. And if you want to get away from the past of 2019, if you want to get away from the past of this past decade, if you want to get away from your past that has been following you for a long, long time, let God guide you by day, and let God give you some light in this dark, dark world. God will even have it seem that you are weak and you're trapped. If you live a life anything like mine, your haters, your enemies, they will come when they think that you're weak. They'll come when they think that you're trapped. When God has an appearing that that is your situation, well, God knows their every weakness, and God is setting a trap for them. So you don't have to set no traps for anybody. You don't have to dig no holes for anybody to fall in. God can handle and God can work things out. God had his people turn back. And if you knew the geography, you would see what God was doing. God made it seem like they were confused, weakness. God had them set up in a place where there was no escape. They seemed like they are trapped. Well, God was just reeling the Egyptians in. God was setting a trap for those who thought they were trapping you. See, when God is working, even when things don't make sense, when you appear to be your enemy's next meal, hold on. Be of good courage. God is in the process of setting up your deliverance. And to do that, God has to continue hardening Pharaoh's heart. For the more determined your past gets, the more mistakes your past will make. It will not see the sign. It will not know that it's fighting a losing battle, but the Lord is on your side. If you want the past of 2019 to be behind you, the same holds true for the entire decade. Make sure that you are on the Lord's side and let the Lord fight your battle. Oh, it's in the text. The Lord made Pharaoh stumble. See, that's when the Lord can work your past. But don't let the past mess you up by being stubborn. Get out of the way and let God take control. See, Pharaoh thought he was chasing God's people when God was setting up his people for deliverance. And because he was so stubborn, Pharaoh didn't even see the trap that he was running into. The same trap God has for the bad things of 2019 and this decade that are holding you back. Because they think you're weak and they are stubborn. And just like the people in the text, they knew their situation just like we know our situation. Because see, God has already set us free. However, the journey is long. There seems to be nowhere to turn. And the hellhounds are on your tail. When things get tight, many want to go back. My advice, however, is don't go back. But no matter how hard it is to be free, when it going gets tough, the past does not look too bad. Listen to me. Weren't there enough graves in Egypt that you took us away to die in the desert? Well, to me, dead is dead. I'd rather die fighting rather than die submitting to Pharaoh. And that's what many Africans did coming over after being captured. They threw themselves in the water. And you know, for years we assumed that they all died. However, I read this book called The Water Dancer. And they talked about this thing called conduction, where the ancestors went into the water and they walked through the water to their freedom. Oh, I know the book is a novel. I know that we have lost many of our gifts. But if God can make a highway on dry ground in the Red Sea, God can allow our people to walk to their freedom in the water. Because the people in the text didn't know what God could do. They said to Moses, what have you done to us by bringing us up into the desert? Well, Moses brought them out there to show them what God could do. The things we are afraid of happen to all of us when God is setting us free. The folks in the text even got indignant. They even had more to say to Moses. Didn't we tell you the same thing in Egypt? We want to remain slaves. Slaves on our job, slaves at school, slaves at home, even slaves up in God's house when God wants you to be free. Leave us alone. Let us be slaves for the Egyptians. It would be better for us to be slaves for the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Moses, however, gives them the encouragement only a God-fearing leader can give. Don't be afraid. Stand your ground. Or there's something else people are taking out of context for evil. And watch the Lord rescue you today. If you're in a bad situation, if you're running for your past, have a talk with God. And watch God rescue you. I love this part. It said, the Egyptians you see today, your past, you will never see them again. That's because the Lord will fight for you. Just keep still and see what God can do. And look what God does next. That pillar has been in the front, but now it moves to the back. It stood between Egypt's camp and Israel's camp. The cloud remained there. And when darkness fell, it lit up the night. But watch this. They, the Egyptian camp, the Israel camp, didn't come near each other all night. You missed it. You missed your shot. Let me make it plain. Their past could not come and take them back, and they could not go back to their past. Call on God. Let God be your pillar, and your past won't even be able to grab you, and you won't be able to go back to your past. Oh, you know the rest of the story. How Moses raised his hand over the sea, just like God commanded, and the sea split in two, and the Israelites walked in the sea on dry ground. God made the waters, and because God still controls the waters formed a wall for them on their right and on the left, caught between the enemies and the sea, or your back is against the wall. God always has a way of getting you out. And there's just five people who can testify that the Lord can get you out. Wave your hands right now. And see, I'm waving mine because I know what the Lord has done for me. God let all of his people cross over. And then the pillar allowed the Egyptians to enter the sea. They forgot or they never knew the blessing God has for his people was not for them. And let's be honest, some of us are running from our past because we tried to or took somebody else's blessing. Leave other people's blessings alone. God has a blessing made just for you with your name written on it. Once again, Moses raises his hand. And the waters return, cover the chariots and the cavalry. Pharaoh's entire army that had followed them into the sea, their past, none of them remain. And church, that has already happened to your past. That has already happened to our sin. When God put on human flesh, when Jesus climbed up Calvary's hill, when Jesus suffered and died, he carried our past and our sins with him. And he left them buried in a grave. And all of us know the good news is God got Jesus up with all power, saying the sacrifice was acceptable. Your past, your sins, they've already been buried. Stop letting them control your life. Good night, New Hope. May the Lord bless you real good. And while I'm on my way to glory, have a happy new year. If you're leaving here to celebrate, remember who you are and who you are. And do like the people in the text. When they saw the amazing power of the Lord against their past. And I hope you've seen how the Lord has defeated your past. The people were in awe of God, just like we should be in awe of God. And they believed in God, just like we should believe in God. And because you believe, go into 2020 boldly. Go into the coming decade boldly. Knowing whatever your past was, bad relationship, God's got it. A problem with substances, God's got it. Can't help yourself, God's got it. No good Negro or Negress, God's got it. No haters, God's got it. Bad habits, God's got it. That respect, that mistake you made, God's got it. Whatever is trying to keep you from being what God wants you to be, God's got it. That dead end job where you're nothing but a slave, God got it. Whatever's in your past, right now, or in the future that will try to bring you down, turn it over to God, for God, I said, God
got it.
Your past.